Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 7th day of Kislev, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Vesechta Yavomis, Perek Shevi'i, Mishnah Vav. After we learnt in the previous Mishnah that a Bas Yisrael who was widowed from a Kohen, if she has any children still alive, even if those children are posel, they may be a mamzer, whatever they may be, they will allow her to eat truma. And on the other hand, a Bas Kohen who was widowed from Israel, who became therefore disqualified from eating truma that she used to have in her father's house, by any child that's left, now Mishnah is going to teach us that it can come to such an extreme that even a Kohen Gadol will disqualify his grandmother from eating truma of the house of her father. How could that happen? Let's read in the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol, pa'amim shehu posel, sometimes a Kohen Gadol can stop his grandmother or disqualify his grandmother from eating truma. Ketzad, how does this work? Bas Kohen li Yisrael. Imagine if a Bas Kohen who's always been used to eating truma, she gets married to a Yisrael, and of course she can't eat truma anymore. The older Mehemen of Bas, and she has a daughter born to her from this Yisrael. So she certainly can't eat truma. Now she's got not just a husband who's Yisrael, she's got a daughter who is a Yisraelis. V'holcha Bas v'nises l'koin. Now this daughter goes and gets married to a koin. So her daughter can eat truma, of course. She's married to a koin. V'yolda Hemen of Ben, and she has a son born of this koin. This son, who is the grandson of the original of the Bas Kohen who got married to the Israel, this grandson has a Roi Lius Kohen Gadol. He could be potentially a Kohen Gadol. Oi meidu mashamish al gam mizbeach, fit and ready to serve on the mizbeach. And nevertheless, ma'achiles imoi, he can make his mother eat truma, even if his father dies, even if his mother, who was a Bas Yisrael, even after her husband, the Kohen, dies, this Kohen Gadol, can allow his mother to eat, because he, the Kohen Gadol, is the son of a Kohen. So she, the mother, has got a descendant who is a Kohen. That's fine, descendant of her husband who was a Kohen. But he will disqualify his grandmother from eating truma, even if his mother dies. And she can never eat truma, she can't come back to the truma of her father's house. If only because of that grandchild that's alive. Why? Because that grandchild is Zera, is a descendant of her husband who was a Yisrael. If not for that grandchild, then she, the grandmother, could have gone back to her father's house because her daughter has died, her husband has died, so there's no remnant, if you like, of Yisrael. There's no remnant of Yisrael in the family. And she could have gone back to eat truma in the house of her father, except for the fact that she has a grandchild alive. And notwithstanding the fact that he is a Kohen Gadol, but because he's a grandson of her husband who was a Yisrael, he disqualifies her from eating truma. V'zoisa maris. And therefore, the grandmother could well complain and say, "Loi kivni Kohen Gadol. I'd rather not have a son who is a Kohen Gadol. And let there not be people like my grandson who's a Kohen Gadol. Shehu poslani min ha-truma. Because as great as he is, and as great nachas that I have that my grandson is a Kohen Gadol, but he puzzles me from eating truma." Amazing. Mishnah Perek Shemini. Mishnah Aleph. Our mission is going to talk and continue talking about the laws of who can eat or who cannot eat truma. We've started to talk about that. Now the Mishnah goes, the parrot goes along on that way. He'orel, a Kohen who was uncircumcised, and for a good reason. He wasn't circumcised because his brothers were died in the course of Bris Milah, and if it happens twice, the third child doesn't have to have a bris milah. We, of course, sakonas nefashes, pikuch nefesh is doicha milah. So he didn't have a bris milah because of that. Otherwise, he's a kohen. V'chol atmeim, and all kohenim who are tamei, who became tamei, Lo yachlu v'truma. They're not allowed to eat truma. Why can't they eat truma? The Gemara explains, in the case of the oral, the uncircumcised kohen, we learn this from a gezera shava from Pesach, a comparison made by from Korban Pesach. By the Korban Pesach, it says the words, toshav v'sochir lo yachal boy. A toshav, a citizen, a person who's not Jewish, or an employee who's not Jewish, cannot eat the Korban Pesach. We're not talking here about an Eved Kanani. We're talking about a toshav v'sochir cannot eat the Korban Pesach. And with Truma, it says, Toshav Kohen V'sochir Lechol Kodesh. That a non-Jewish person who is owned by a Kohen, not a Gevet Kanani, or a hired worker by a Kohen, cannot eat Kodesh, cannot eat Truma as well. Cannot eat Truma. So, both words, Toshav V'sochir, appear in the story of Pesach and in the case of Truma. But, in the case of the Korban Pesach, it also says that an orel, an uncircumcised man, cannot eat the Korban Pesach. So therefore, just like the Korban Pesach, an orel can't eat it. So also, the case of Truma, an orel cannot eat Truma as well. What's the reason for a Tomei, a Kohen who's Tomei, they can't eat Truma? And this is because there's a pasuk that says, when a man from the children of Aaron, who's Taras or a Zav, who had an issue from his body that made him Tomei, or touched the Sheretz, etc., etc., he cannot eat Truma, he cannot eat Kodshim, which means Truma. He has to go to Mikveh, and he has to wait for the sun to set, and then he can eat. So we see clearly that if his Tomei can't eat. Now, whilst they cannot eat, a Kohen who is an Oral or Tomei cannot eat, their wives can. Their Avodim can. Neshehen v'avdehen, continues the Mishnah, the wives or the avodim of an oral, or all kohenim who are tameim, are certainly allowed to eat truma. Why? Because their owners are, or their husbands, are kohenim. And the only reason the husbands can't eat it, or the kohenim can't eat it, is not because they're not a kohen, and not because they lose their kahuna, but simply because there's something lacking, because they can't have a bris, in order because they're tomei, and they will, and eventually they'll be cured of that tomei. For example, pitzur daka means a person who has crushed testicles, or chrus shofcha, or he's cut his flow; he can't have a proper flow from his male organ, and these people are not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. They cannot marry a bas yisrael, a kohel kal Hashem. So, what happened if they did? Says the Mishnah. Hein ve'avdehen yoichlo. They, the tzedaka, the man who is afflicted in that way, can eat truma if they're a kohen. And their avodim can eat truma if they're a kohen. However, unashay and their wives lo yochlo cannot eat. And what's the reason? And the reason is because they should never have been married to the tzedaka. And because they had biyah, they had relations with, these wives had relations with a man that was possible for them, that they're not allowed to have it, they become automatically disqualified from eating truma. That's, of course, if they had relations. Now, what happens if when they originally married, the husband was not tzedaka? He was not a man with crushed testicles or a broken flow from his body, from his organ. So at the time, it didn't happen. But later on, during the marriage, this happened. So says the Mishnah further, V'im lo yada'o, that if the husband did not live with his wife, mishenaseh b'tzudaka chus shavcha, from the time he became injured in that way, and he didn't live with his wife that way, which means she never had a bia psula, she never had a bia, a relation, a intimate relations that would have rendered her disqualified, but she started off, of course, married in a permitted circumstance, and living with him in permitted circumstance before he became injured in that way, that means she's already been starting to eat truma. She can continue eat hara elichal. Then they can eat. Why? Because they've started eating truma when they were allowed to, and they have not had relations now, so he's not disqualified. So they can continue eating truma. If, however, the man was betzur daka, the husband was betzur daka at the time that he gave kiddushin, the time that he said harat mekidashesli, even if he never ever consummated it, he never lived with her, she's automatically also yechol to eat truma. She cannot eat truma. Why? Because she is what we call a woman who is mamtenes l'biyah psula. She is what we call, she is waiting for a bia, for an intimate relation, that is, that would disqualify her. And because she was waiting for a bia psula right from the time, the beginning of a marriage, that's it. She could not eat truma right from the start.